Hey there, plumbing business owners and managers. Welcome back to our channel. Today, we're diving into a topic that is crucial for growing and scaling your plumbing business, and that is delegation. Now, before we get started, I just want to introduce myself as the founder of Built for the Trades. And at Built for the Trades, we're a leadership training and coaching organization that helps business owners all across the nation build self-operating businesses by not only growing their leadership, but growing their leadership teams, allowing them to spend more time with their family and achieve the goals that they want to achieve, both in their business and in their personal life. So as we get started, I just want to ask you this question. Have you ever felt stuck in the day-to-day grind of your business, working in your business, maybe doing everything and getting to that point of burnout and really just kind of asking yourself, is there a better way? If that's you, I just want to tell you that you are completely normal. And in this video, I'm going to give you not only steps to decide what to delegate, but also how to delegate responsibilities to your team members to help you grow and lift your leadership lid and allow you to spend more time working on your business. So the first thing I want to talk about when it comes to delegation is a realization that you don't have to delegate anything. You can keep doing the same thing that you've always done, but I'm here to tell you, you're going to keep getting the same results. You see, delegation is hard. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes getting out of your comfort zone. It takes maturity in knowing that your team members may not do it as well as you. They may not do it as fast as you. You see, as the plumbing business owner, the manager, you've proven yourself to be next level. That's why you own or manage the business. So you have to kind of decide that delegation is worth it. The people that work around me are worth the time and the effort, and look long-term at the benefits and not just short-term at the time or the energy that it's going to take to get it done. So I encourage you, let go of those expectations. So let's dive in. You see, there was a time in my plumbing business. I mean, I've been in the plumbing trades for almost 25 years now, and there's a time in my plumbing business where I found myself doing everything. I'd come in, I would check my emails, I'd get my guys out the door, and then I would check in with the office, and then I would have to go run parts to a job, I had to go check a job, and then my technicians would call, and then my customers would call me, and then I had to go run some more parts, and then I had to come back and work on my task in the office. I had to pay the bills and just dot, dot, dot. Like, I was doing everything. And I outside looking in, I looked pretty successful. I was making some money. I was doing pretty good. But I started to see some patterns pop up. One was I had a hard time growing my business. I was hitting the same revenue year after year. Number two is I was just getting burned out. I was really starting to hate what I did. And number three was I started having high turnover. And so I really started to question, how can I move through this plateau that I was seeing? How could I move through this lack of capacity that I had to be a better leader and a better manager in my business? That's when I had the idea of, you know what? How much is my time worth? So if you're watching this video, I encourage you to pull out a pen and paper and follow along. Just like, you know, as I walk you through what I did in my business, I want you to follow along with me. I want to ask you, how much is your time worth? See, at that point in my business, I decided that my time was worth $300 an hour. The next thing I did was I just listed out all the tasks that I was doing on a day-to-day basis. So that's you and you're following along. I encourage you to pause the video and think about what is your time worth and list all those tasks out. So with the tasks listed out and the new lens I had of my time is worth $300 an hour, it was easy to put a star next to every task that was below $300 an hour. And as I did that, I had a decision to make. You know, do I delegate or do I keep going? And then really, if I delegate, how do I delegate? So in this case, in my story, I had a team member that I could delegate to. But if you don't have a team member, maybe you're a solopreneur, it's okay. All this is showing you is that you need to hire a person to do these tasks for you. So in my case, I decided who I was going to delegate to, and I had one of two options here. I could just take all these tasks and I could just dump all this on this person and just say, do it. Or I could really empower this person by telling them what the tasks are, why they're doing it, and what's in it for them. and in the process, encouraging them, letting them know that they are the right person for these tasks. They're helping the company accomplish the vision and goals that we have set forth. You see, if I go the first route and just dump it on them, then they're going to be talking by my back saying, oh, Dan, the business owner is just lazy. He doesn't want to do these things. He just keeps dumping things on me. And what you're going to get in return is a disgruntled employee who's just there clocking in, clocking out. So I encourage you, don't go that route. Go the route of sharing what it is, why you're delegating it to them, what's in it for them, how does it benefit them, and then encourage them along the way with, man, you are just the right person for this job. You're doing a really good job. You're helping the company achieve the vision and goals. That is going to be a really powerful way to empower. So once you do that, I just want to walk you through these quick four steps here that's going to help you in that empowerment of delegating these tasks. The first thing is, when you delegate a task, that person should be sitting down with you and watching you do this task. Have them watch you, have them take notes, have them ask questions, because step two is going to be just the opposite. You watch them do the task. Don't say anything to them, just watch them. If they have questions for you, you can answer it. Step three is going to be to just go ahead and give them the freedom to do this task. But the freedom with a daily check-in. I would come back to them on a day-to-day basis and verify that that task that you delegated is getting done properly. And then once you do that and that trust is built, step four is going to be just reinforcing the progress. Celebrate successes, provide constructive feedback, and keep that momentum going. Let them know that they're doing a great job, because by following these steps, you're not just getting tasks done, but you're fostering a culture of empowerment and growth with your team. And by doing that, you know, you're going to see your business and your leadership go to the next level. So I challenge you, the people watching this video, to sit down this week, take action. You're going to thank me because of this. You're going to see not only, once again, yourself grow as a leader, but your team grow and be empowered. So thank you for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Share this information to people that you know can benefit from this. I hope you have an amazing day. Keep empowering people. Keep growing. And I'll see you in the next video.